the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
This is such an interesting story, and if you have anything relatable to this, whether it's you or something you've seen, call the show now. Also, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let's see here. Alex, you saw something the other day, and you're like, what did they just bring in here? Where were you at when this all went down?
Panera Bread. I have been addicted to bread bowls. Like, I just keep getting them, like, every day. It's probably because it's just, you know, winter now and it's feeling colder outside.
Broccoli and cheddar bread bowls sound amazing right now.
Exactly. So I go in, I get my chicken noodle soup in a bread bowl, and I walk past this booth with a mom in it, and she has her two kids with her. She's by herself.
Okay, doing her thing.
And they're eating, and the kids are probably, I would say, like 3 and 5 years old. So they're not babies. I understand that when you are eating in a restaurant with babies, then you need bibs and stuff. But these were like younger kids. And she had this giant plastic bib on each of them, placemats from home, bowls from home, like kid bowls, kid cups, and kid silverware, the entire like kid dishware set.
Sounds like a traveling like picnic set or something
exactly.
To take with her.
Yes. And I'm like, this is the most extra form of parenting I've ever seen in my life. She brought all that from home. Number one, I know that it's really, really hard when you're a mom of two kids going around in public. I always hear about like going to the grocery store and all kinds of stuff is so hard when you're by yourself.
It's a process to get everything in and everything out.
So this woman packed her whole kitchen up and brought it because she wanted, you know, her kids to, I guess, have their own dishware to use for lunch. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And I was just thinking as I was eating and watching them, you know, I bet teachers, I mean, obviously people that are parents and have friends that are parents have seen some stuff, some examples of weird, crazy, extra parenting like this. But teachers for sure probably have a lot of stories of just kids in their classrooms, you know, the things that their parents do.
Like really extra. All right. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. We'd love to hear what you've seen or maybe you do yourself.
So I work at the Kids Club in LA Fitness and I had a parent, he comes in like pretty frequently, and every time he drops off his two sons, he brings each of them their own separate lunchbox with like 5 different snacks, a juice box, and a water. And I'm like, dude, they're only going to be in here for like an hour, like an hour and a half tops. Like, why the hell are you packing them like an entire like 4-course meal?
That's not extra. That's cool. That's the cool parent.
That's actually a parent that cares.
No.
And here's my thing. Like, that would be me. Like, I'd be like, oh crap, I forgot my son or my daughter. So maybe that's like a survival kit. So in case I forget
them.
That's
probably what it is.
So I'm 30 and my parents still do this extra form of parenting. Swear on my life. Went out to eat with my family, like grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins about 3 years ago.
Okay.
My mom literally in front of everyone says, are you going to eat that piece of steak that big? You need to cut it more so you don't choke. I'm like, mom, like really? Seriously?
You're going to have an upset tummy, pork chop. You need to be careful.
Yeah, pork chop. Extra. It is pork chops.
Exactly. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. The most extra form of parenting you've seen or maybe that you do. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.